Hi, this is Doug Gray of the Marshall Tucker Band. Always keep your eyes open for motorcycles. This message is brought to you by my buddies at Long Island Abate.
Your Island, live and local, with your host, Tom Shalero, on 103.9 LI News Radio.
And once again, welcome back as we round third, heading up to the 2 o'clock hour on this, a very special day here on LI News Radio, remembering 9/11. And we've been spending the entire show just looking back and reflecting as Americans. We just had a whole host of community leaders and elected officials calling on, giving their thoughts, many of them directly involved. And on the line now with me is Rich Schaefer. Rich is the Town of Babylon supervisor. Been there a number of years, pretty much his whole life as far as community service is concerned with the Suffolk County Legislature and also being supervisor of the Town of Babylon. Rich, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Tom, and thanks for doing this today.
Yeah, you know, it's just so many people called on. We had former Congressman Grucci on and what it was like to be a member of Congress and being briefed by the White House on those horrible events and just getting a whole background information of what we as Long Islanders think about this day. And what sparked me is I read a post that you put up there on Facebook, and it was very poignant. It got to a point and it made us start to think, because I was getting criticized a little bit by people saying, well, what do you really want to do this show for? And I just feel it's, and I think you said it a little bit on Facebook, that, you know, we can't forget this. We need to remember because of the sacrifices that were made and for the generations to come. And so I asked you to come on to, you know, give us a capsule version of your theme of that post.
Yeah, my theme was that, I mean, tonight at 6:45, we're going to be over at our 9/11 memorial at Overlook in Cedar Beach. The Town of Babylon Fire Chiefs Association runs the ceremony. The families had their ceremony yesterday, and there are 48 families, 48 individuals who we lost from the Town of Babylon. Wow. In fact, I was just finishing up my first tour of duty as town supervisor. I left office December 31st of 01. So at that time when 9/11 happened, I was just getting ready to leave, and I remember it very, very vividly. Wow. Where I was, what happened, and what was going on that week, and then going to all of the various wakes and funerals.
Oh, must have been horrible.
Horrible, because I knew I know many of the 48 personally, and especially Chief Ray Downey, who was a longtime resident of the hamlet of Deer Park, and a very, very significant member of the FDNY, in fact, was recognized nationally for his work. He had gone to the Oklahoma City Federal Building bombing as a professional. So what I want, the message we constantly keep pounding away at with 9/11 is that people need to learn about who these people were that we lost. Like you said, the sacrifices that they made, whether they were in the police or fire end of response or EMS response, but also the individuals who were in the building.
Yeah.
One of my classmates from North Babylon, class of 81, Paul Sorrell, was working for Cantor Fitzgerald, which obviously everybody knows that most of that company was wiped out because of them being in work early and on the top of the Trade Center. So we try and make sure that people remember who these people were and try and live by their positive contributions that they made to our community. And that's why we will forever do the memorial ceremony that we do. And we also help and work with the parents and families that we have on promoting 9/11 awareness amongst our school children, some of who at this point weren't even born when 9/11 happened.
I made that point. You know, you've got, we can drive past our high schools right now, and that whole senior class, they don't remember this, Rich. They don't remember.
Not at all.
You know? In a way, we all, I'm a little tongue-tied today, and I usually don't get that way on radio, but for some reason, emotionally, I'm being affected by hearing what you folks have to say. And, you know, yourself as a supervisor of Town of Babylon, I wasn't aware, you had a lot, you know names of people that were lost on that day.
Oh, yeah, no, and know their kids and know their families now and see their families throughout. And I mean, we've named a number of streets in people's honors. Steve Ballone, when he took over after I left in 01, finished up all of that throughout the couple of years. And I had worked with Ellen McVitie, who was our deputy supervisor at the time. She coordinated the town's building of the 9/11 memorial, which is a beautiful site. I urge people to go to it. It's located in between Overlook and Cedar Beaches, out on the ocean, and it's unbelievable. Because what's special about our memorial is that each person, the family, decided what would be said for them, and each person who we lost, all 48, have their own specific area of the memorial, which gives a background of who he or she was, a picture of them, and it was from the family's heart as to how they wanted their loved one to be remembered.
Yeah. What's the best way, in another minute or so, Rich, the best way for us as Long Islanders is to reflect or to remember this day, in your thoughts?
Learn about who these people were, and promote an awareness amongst people who either don't have any recollection of 9/11 or kind of put in their background, is to take time out and to learn about one or two of these people and live by what they stood for.
Again, that event tonight, it's open to the public, people of Town of Babylon?
Open to the public, 6:45 p.m., like I said, at Town's 9/11 Memorial, which is located in between Overlook and Cedar Beach, off the Ocean Parkway.
Yeah, I've been there, just a great monument. Once again, Rich Schaefer, Town of Babylon Supervisor.
Thanks,
Rich,
Tom.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time out. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our number here is 631-451-1039. We're reflecting on September 11th. You know, so many things are coming out. The social media is just, you know, buzzing with so many different people just reflecting on the day and you know, posting things. And I came across something on the social media today. I just wanted to bring it out. And it's difficult to describe it. It's a video. It's a commercial that was made by Budweiser, utilizing their beautiful, beautiful Budweiser Clydesdales. I mean, we've all seen them during the Super Bowl commercials and so on. Well, after 9/11, Budweiser made this commercial, but I guess they pulled it out. They only aired it once. And you'll be able, if you can, if you go up on your computer and put in classic commercials, Budweiser, September 11th, that's all you have to do and it'll come up. But what a beautiful, beautiful symbolic video of that particular day. And I wish they would have added a lot, because it's, you know, we have a great country here. It's not just the people here. It's our scenery. I mean, if you ever travel across this country and you see the bucolic mountains and just the scenery of some of the beautiful, beautiful states that we have, and, you know, going through the countryside. Well, the commercial itself made by Budweiser has the Clydesdales all teamed up, all and looking fancy and beautiful, magnificent animals, and they're pulling an empty cart across the country. So the symbolism there is to show that we are unified, that we are united. And they went through the hills and the towns and the small villages and the big cities of this great country of ours. And you see the scenery in the background. And it's just, and of course, the music that's being played during this commercial is absolutely magnificent. And then they go over the Brooklyn Bridge, and you see the Clydesdales going over the Brooklyn Bridge, pulling the wagon. And then they slow up and they approach the Statue of Liberty across the inlet there. And the sun is setting, and just a beautiful commercial, and all of the Clydesdales just bow to the Statue of Liberty. And that was a commercial that was made right after 9/11 to show the symbolism there is just incredible. It's just a matter of interpretation and of what we feel about that sort of a symbolic nature. But it came to me today. One of the listeners sent it over to me while I was doing the show, and I looked at it during our break, and just beautiful. I mean, in the sense of, we have a beautiful country, we have beautiful people, and we have a symbolic, the Statue of Liberty just symbolizes just how wonderful we all are. So if you get a chance, go up and see it. It's called Classic TV Commercials. Only aired once, Budweiser, 9/11. And if you don't come away by looking at something like that and feeling good about America and that what we are and who we are, then you'll have to call me tomorrow and tell me why. In the meantime, we have Senator Phil Boyle on the air right now with us. And again, we're reflecting on 9/11. We just had a whole host of our community leaders and elected officials calling on, reflecting. And so Senator Boyle took time out from his busy schedule to just help us out with the Senator. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here. How are you doing, right?
Doing just great. We're talking about remembering 9/11. I'm getting, you know, I've been saying this to my listeners. I'm a little tongue-tied today because it's a very emotional day. We've been playing some of the news reports and listening to that and listening to President Bush's speech on the megaphone at Ground Zero. And those of us like yourself and like myself, you know, remember very vividly how America changed forever. And I'm just interested in, you know, what your thoughts are and, you know, how we as Long Islanders can best reflect on this day.
Yeah, Tom, you know, I've been thinking about that quite a bit in the lead up to this Remembrance Day, 9/11. About we are obviously experiencing something of a divided nation these days. We see it in the news media. And to remember what we were like after 9/11 and how we came together with the unity of purpose, knowing that America is great for so many reasons. So we were focusing on the good things and focusing on common enemies. And I hope that we can get back to that without having to experience any reason like 9/11 for it. We just need to understand we may not agree on every issue, but we are the greatest nation on earth, and the citizens should remember that.
You know, one of your colleagues was on. I had Senator Tom Cochi on. Actually, he led the group off. And just an incredible American when you think of his service. And he spoke about, which I was not aware, that he was actually in the military before 9/11. And what it must have been like for folks like him who were in uniform on that day, you know?
Yeah, Tom is a true patriot, and we worked together with former Congressman Rick Lazio in Washington, and I was the chief of staff, and Tom worked in the office. And one day he said that he wants to go join the military, be a naval intelligence officer. And you know, it's one of those cases where you look for those jobs on Capitol Hill, and they're very few and very far between. Thousands of people looking for his jobs, but Tom was so committed to our nation and being a true patriot, he left a dream job for anybody to go serve our nation. And I always think of him in that light.
Yeah, interesting. And, you know, he reflected on that, and I just thought, you know, we're lucky here on Long Island that we have so many great people. And the fact that all of us, my listeners included, to look at these individuals, that, particularly the ones that we had on the program here today, on what they represent and how they view in terms of public service. You represent a constituency. The folks look up to you in a lot of ways, you know, to be a leader. And all of our elected officials reflected that. What's the best thing that the folks can do out there in order to remember this day so that we never forget what happened?
Well, you know, I think that being proud of their country and what it stands for is very important on this day and every day. And obviously on 9/11 we have our ceremonies. I have probably four or five of them today to remember those we lost and those that are serving to protect us in the future. And it's very important that people come out from the communities and go to these events because Long Island lost a tremendous number of people.
Yes,
and a lot of people that were lost there lived out here, worked out here. And so we have family and friends that are still mourning the loss, and kids who grew up without parents and sisters and brothers. So we were affected more than most parts of the country, and that's why 9/11 is very important. For not just for the nation, but for New York City and Long Island.
Yeah, such a key day for us. And you basically said what all our elected officials said today is that there's a lot of events going on. And again, I think that's a good thing. Anyone in particular that the folks can go to tonight?
There's one in Babylon. There's a beautiful ceremony over by Cedar Beach. I think that's about 6:30, 10 this evening. And also one in the Islip Town Hall has a ceremony at 5:00. And then Lindenhurst Village has one at about 7. So you can Google your local municipality and see what they're doing.
Yeah, and it looks like you have your work cut out for you. Once again, Senator Phil Boyle. Senator, thanks for taking the time out and just helping us reflect on this day of remembrance. Senator,
thank you very much, Tom.
Now, our number here is 631-451-1039. We have a few minutes left if you want to give us a call. Reflecting on the day, you know, persons called on our elected officials who I view them to a large extent as really trendsetters to a certain extent, you know, being able to look to them as a way in which to guide many of us through, you know, these times when we try to make some sense of it. You know, we've been through a rough time, I think, socially in this country, you know, in terms of a social dynamic. You know, we had the Charleston event and we had a very contentious election last year. But this is a day of reflection. But the most important word that I can use is a day of unity, you know, and I would hope that that it's not just us here on 103.9 LI News Radio. It's not just us, that it's happening all over the country, that we're thinking and we're talking and we're talking to community leaders and to just the common folks and what everybody thinks about how for that one moment that we were truly a United States of America. And that it was not red states or blue states or southern states or Confederate states or whatever you want to say and what people were talking about, that we were. And I would hope that we could all learn from this and to show a unity of purpose. You know, people called on last week talking about the, you know, the National Football League and that the owners of football teams should essentially say, if you wear our uniform and you work for us, that you have to stand for the flag. You know, I think when we think of a day like this, nobody, and, you know, maybe I'm wrong to say this, but nobody should be protesting the flag today. How about that? And that if there's a football game tonight, Monday Night Football, I would hope that nobody decides that they're going to protest, because it happens all too often. And we're seeing this year became more prevalent than last year. And sometimes you ask yourself the questions of that. But when it came to that day 16 years ago and the fact that people came together and that the police and the uniformed services were saving lives. But it wasn't just that. It was also civilians helping people down the stairs of the World Trade Center or helping people injured on the side of the road, grabbing water, just anything to help their fellow Americans. And it was just something that we experienced. And the next day, when just about everybody posted an American flag to show the unity of purpose. And that this whole idea of grabbing attention or grabbing headlines because you're going to protest the flag. I mean, you know, again, we all have to stand by the First Amendment because that's what we were standing for. And that's what the attack that took place on 9/11 was against us and against freedom. And I guess we have to stand by our freedom and our principles. But maybe just sometimes, just sometimes. We could stand for a unity of purpose and stand together. And what this day represents, I honor all those who lost their lives. I honor the NYPD. I honor the Port Authority Police Department. I honor the Fire Department of the City of New York and those brave souls who lost their lives in saving their fellow New Yorkers and what that meant. And we can go to the Pentagon and also the brave passengers, civilians, folks up on that plane. That crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. All purposes and all evidence suggested that they were the Americans in spirit and the fight spirit of to defend this country and defend their lives. And that's what they did that day. They decided on their own amongst themselves that they were going to take back that plane, and they made a gallant effort. And by doing so, they saved hundreds, maybe thousands of lives. Of that plane was on its way to the Capitol or the White House. They suggest either the Capitol or the White House. That would have put a dagger in our government. And that was not successful because of just regular people. And I remember them. And I remember all of what took place on that day and the importance of what this day means for us as Americans and how lives have changed since then. So with that, remembering 9/11, our program is at the close at the 2 o'clock hour. And how important this was, and I want to thank all of the elected officials. We pretty much represented on the federal level, state, county, calling on and just being part of a great, great moment. And before I do, I just want to recognize one more time Eastern Portable X-Ray Corporation. They come to your home. We travel, not the patient. What's very important, what we're talking about, our veterans are now covered under this program. And through the federal government, all insurances are taken. Eastern Portable X-Ray Corporation, never have to go off to the doctor's office. 800-684-5800 or epxray.com. Or 800-684-5800. Once again, folks, I had a lot of fun doing this program, and you know, in a sense that we were able to at least get a dialogue going on what this day means 16 years ago. And I will say this: we will never forget this day. We will never forget the sacrifices that were made in this day. We are all Americans, and God bless America. I'm your host, Tom Shalero. You've been listening to Your Island here on 103.9 LI News Radio. We'll see you all tomorrow.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt